All right, Austin, I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself and also just for anybody else out there listening, why you came.
Right. So I'm Austin Mason, you know, you can follow me on Instagram at AAMason_. I knew Jared for about a good year, you know, he was business partners for over the summer, my internship. You know, still in college and getting my foot in the water of the corporate world. And I want to be on this podcast because I wanted to share my journey with people maybe my age or younger or older, just to get some advice of what life, what you guys are going through in life, and, you know, just guidance words where people can help and when I can relate to with my experience to other people. Now, I'm not perfect. This is the start off. I'm not perfect. And I'm going through changes as well, and I want to help other people that are trying to change in their life and see what other things in life that's more important than just these certain things. So talking about social media and more to come in this podcast. So that's just a background of what we're going to talk about. But yes, that's an introduction for me.
Awesome. So other than that, I just want to introduce myself a little bit. Yes, my name is Jared, also known as J King Direct. Now, the podcast is called The Direct Mind. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, Google, and also a few other podcast websites. Other than that, I want to interview people that are going to be able to change not just the culture, but they're also making an impact and becoming leaders in their environment. Whether that's a guy, somebody I know, or even people that are different from me, that really doesn't take away from anything I do, because I feel like everybody has a piece to say in this world and they should be able to share it. All right, so we're gonna start with your first topic, Austin. I know you're a little bit excited about it, so I want to phrase it a little bit. So before I go into it, I just want to ask you, what were you thinking of when I offered you this?
So I was thinking of, well, of course, what topic to start off with, because there's so much things that are going in the world in my life. And I wanted to talk about a drastic change that that I've been going through recently. And my brother's been helping with that. My brother's Maurice Smith. He helps me a lot with, you know, spiritual journeys and just understanding life in the business world. So when I was, you know, asked to do the podcast, I'm like, you know, sure, why not? I mean, it's my first podcast. I would love to help other people, you know, in the right direction. And I want to talk about the first topic, what I see on my, you know, sometimes everyday life and what I see in social media, and basically how almost everyone talks about my generation.
Baking soda, I got baking soda. Baking soda, I got baking soda.
Go for it. So what is it about that?
So what about that to me is on a lot of social media, mostly Instagram, mm-hmm. what I see, the generation, the ones up and coming and mine as well, are really very influential on, to me, I want to say the wrong things in regards of love, music, money, status, and drugs, basically.
Can you break up love, music, and the fake bodies a little bit so we can get...
Yeah, of course. So for I'll start with love, then I'll go to music and the fake bodies, if that's okay.
All right, cool. All
right, so for regards to love, I feel like that is... People will say they're looking for love. Oh, I have love. I always get cheated on. I always do this.
Yeah.
Or I'm looking at the wrong person. Well, I feel like they're going based off what they see on social media and not what they see in real life.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is most of it is just lust. They'll see a girl, a man will see a woman, or a woman will see a guy with a, you know, a nice body, nice clothes, mm-hmm. which goes into a status. And like, oh, I want to be like him, or I want to be with him because he has this.
Yeah.
Well, then it comes down to, well, that's not love. That's more of a lust thing. You want that life, or you want that person with that life. You know nothing about that person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know their mindset. You don't know their goals. You don't know what the objectives are in life. So then it's just like, it's a lust thing.
So
and then people.
Mm-hmm. You think that since we're gonna go into it, that our upcoming our environment influences that a little bit.
I didn't hear that last part. What did you say?
Do you think our society or our environment that people grow up in influences that a little bit. Or not?
It depends a little bit. So like you could say, let's say for like an inner city kid in Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
It depends. If you're around, you know, authentic people, you have family that's helping you and telling you what this is and telling you what love is, or going based off what your parents are, or if you're a single parent, I'm pretty sure that single parent could help you out and say, hey, this what, you know, if you ever want to find love, make sure you look for this in a person, in the personalities and exactly who they are, get to know them. It's not all about the appearance. Mm-hmm. Where if they don't have a parent to tell them that, they're going to go to, because we're so internet technology driven now in this age that somebody could easily just go to say, hey, what is love? Like they can go on Google and say, what is love? Or they're going to go on Instagram and say, I think this is love because this person looks good. But, and they don't know that at a young age and still my age. So they want to take that and be like, okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like it kind of depends on where you grew up and also who is around you as a family wise and what you take in. I'm in love with the goal. Social media as well.
Okay, so do you think everybody has fake parts about them, or is it just like fake bodies? We idolize people and not like character-wise.
I think fake bodies as well and idolize. So like people, like I know some females that'd be like, oh, I'm like, some females would be like, I want this body type, or I'm gonna go to the gym and get it, or I'm just gonna pay $1 million to get my body redone.
Uh-huh.
And it's like they're so focused on the outlooks of things. Like she's so focused on the appearance that you don't worry about your mind growing. Yeah. Like you're just worrying about the fake body. Like you just want to look good for. I understand there's nothing wrong with looking good for yourself, but you wouldn't look good for others just to notice you and to pay that much. Like a fake body, that's not. I don't think that's really like. If you want to be,
I could segue a little bit to it, and hopefully. Anybody else who's listening, I watched some Snapchat videos of like people who did like body modifications and stuff. Like a white lady took some tanning injections with her boyfriend, and they look white, but they changed their complexion and all. So I was kind of shocked when I saw that. I was kind of like, dude, why would you do that? And then I started realizing people don't like themselves no more. There's really no self-love anymore. It's like people either hate what they have, hate what they don't have, or hate somebody else that has it. And I'm not really like pointing fingers at people, but I even see like the one chick called B-Shine or whatever. I don't even know how big those tits are. I'm just like, dude, that's too much.
It's too much, and they're spending too much money where that can go towards something greater than just your body. Like that's all you worry about growth wise in life. Like just looking good. You want to train your mind to grow as well, not just, you know, the appearances.
Okay, so tell us about your second part of that topic: money, status, drugs.
So I guess the fake body leads into money, status, and influential, because like, you know, you see some guys that want to idolize these rappers. Like, for example, there's some kids that are middle school that are idolized. I don't know if you heard of NBA Youngboy?
Yeah, I've heard of him. In the wrong way, but yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, definitely in the wrong way. But I mean, I don't listen to him, but from what I hear from people younger than me, they really look up to him. They look up to a drug dealer, killer / woman beater. And I'm just like, what is so cool about this man? But like, that's not cool to me. Like, that's not like, I don't know if young kids think that's cute, or like, that's what I'm saying. That comes down to music.
Now,
that also comes to status, and that was also. Go ahead.
Do you feel that's a black thing, or do you feel like that's a every middle schooler?
What black thing? Like, just
him? Are you generalizing like to middle school kids, or like black middle school kids?
For every color.
Hmm.
Every color.
That's tough. Damn.
Every color. Because, yeah, no, because when my mom teaches middle school, right?
Yeah.
And so I go there sometimes when I'm off work and, you know, say hi to the teachers because the teachers know my mom and me sometimes, like, since family and since birth. Yeah. And so I would go there and, like, there's, no matter what color, there I hear words that I never thought, I don't ever say in middle school. Like, when I was in middle school, I didn't even know that. Like, I'm like, it's not just the black kids. Like, it's every color. And I'm like, what are y'all listening to? Like, what do you, and I asked the kid, like, his favorite rapper. He's like, oh, you listen to Lil Yachty, NBA Youngboy, and Lil Bae. I was like, no, I don't. I'm like, he was shocked because, what surprised me that he was shocked that I didn't listen to those people because he thought, to some older, I would, like, no, that's want them to realize that that's not what life is. Like, people don't understand that music is very influential on people's minds.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, I don't, and then and that's where drugs and status comes into play because they listen to the music, like, oh, I'm gonna sell drugs and he making money off of that. I'm gonna make money off that. Like, you are in eighth grade. You are in eighth grade or you're my age talking about, oh, yeah, let's sell drugs to get money or let's do that. Like, let's, like, think about, like, no, like, that music really influences people's minds sometimes and they believe stuff that's really not real or believe something that could get you killed. So I think, we got to depend what you're listening to.
Well, let me ask you this, and then we can go into the next topic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like these celebrities, rappers, athletes feel responsible or feel like they can change people's minds and influence them? Do you feel like
they can, but seriously? You said that like priority?
Yeah, I can repeat it. Do you feel like these athletes, musicians, rappers, celebrities, do you feel like they actually sit down and be like, dude, I have 2 million followers. I'm just going to monetize all that, or I'm just going to influence them in a good way or a positive way? Like, I listen to Young Jeezy. I'll give you an example. I still listen to his stuff. But if you go on his IG and Thanksgiving, he was doing stuff for his shelter that he's been doing for the last 10, 15 years since he made it. Now, not everybody's going to sit there and say, oh, they were doing Thanksgiving turkeys or they just did it as a publicity stunt. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So that's why I'm asking you. Do you feel like they take advantage of that influence or they just make it sound like they have money?
I think it goes both ways. I think some artists and athletes actually do take consideration of what they do on the social media platform and who follows them and know that they have kids and adults watching almost every move because they like that artist or athlete. And some of them do care, some of them don't care. So for an example, you listen to Young Jeezy, I listen to, like, my favorite rappers was Kendrick Lamar, right?
Yeah.
He puts out really, really, really good messages and lessons his songs in almost every album. Like he's not gonna put music out just gonna make music lesson to each song, where some rappers or artists will put stuff out. They don't care what they're saying, they don't care who says it, they don't care if a kid is saying it. Yeah. They just wanna get money off of it and make a club banger. Like honestly, I really don't think some artists really just don't know that they have influence. Like, I did think they just live in their life to get money. Like, they really don't know. I don't think anyone has came up to them and said, hey, this kid is singing this to your song. Do you feel any type of way? Like, except for J. Cole sat down with a meeting with Lil Pump.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that. When he sat down and told me, he said, yeah, you know, you got these kids screaming, you know, F you, I'm doing pills and drugs. And they think that's being black. So then that comes a very big issue when they think that's what all black people do or as an artist wise is sag their pants, do drugs and get money. And then but to answer your question, yeah, I think some artists do know and some artists really just either don't know or some they do know and they just don't care.
Okay. I would imagine like a lot of people are not necessarily aware of what they're doing. They just want to, oh, the record label is going to give me this much money if we do this much.
Right. Some people all care about is the money.
Back to the topic at hand. I just wanted to be able to take a quick break for you guys. So if you're listening in your car or on your headphones, now you know that we're going right back into things, and that way you don't just quickly pause and transition back. All right. Thank you.
All right. So before I go into this next one, you tell me what made you come up with all these topics in this specific order for you.
So the first topic that we just discussed about, I would say,
what was on your mind, man?
Oh, what was on my mind?
Yeah, what was on your mind?
just I would say my friends. So like, I started growing out of my friends, like I said, when my brother Mo, he came to me and, you know, we used to talk about stuff like this, but it wasn't always on like, let's listen to this song. But before we changed, we listened to that type of music, right? Like, you know, before I grew up and understand what it was really about, I was like, oh, yes, this song fire. And then he grew out of it. And so I was like, okay, you listen to this song? He's like, no, I really don't listen to that no more. And I was like, okay. And we started to become distant. And I wanted to know, you know, why, like, what change is he going through that I would like to be a part of? Like, what does he see that I don't?
Yeah.
And so, you know, he started talking to me every day about, you know, about the music, how the music kind of, I mean, I always knew music influenced your mind, but like, he broke it down in such a way I understood. Mm-hmm. He talked about like the business finances. He just talked about spiritually, he talked about the people, the status and all that. And he just broke it down to me. I was like, okay, you're right. So I started to take in some of the things. And then, so when I went back to, you know, some of my friends that, you know, out of our circle, I started to talk about the things and they were just like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, like y'all are not open-minded as I am. I don't know why you're not seeing this. So I was like, I need to start making a change and start like seeing stuff for way I think should be seen in the world regards to the first topic. So I just wanted to change myself and not always stay at the same, like, you know, life is not always about what music is talking about, the love, the status, the drugs, the fake bodies, like the wrong influential things. It's like, it's time to switch my focus. Like, it's just time to switch.
I know what you said here on your second topic, but I want you to go for it.
For the second topic?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so the topic kind of ties into the first topic, but it kind of relates to boys and men, but it kind of relates to everybody. So when you're really influenced by social medias and artists and that they're speaking about, you're kind of like trying to find yourself in that type of way. So you're like, you listen to music, you're looking to idols, because in this stage you're kind of, you don't know who you are, or you're looking for yourself. And the only way that you can really know yourself is to need to know your manufacturer of who made you, which is God to me. And that's being spiritual and having faith through him will make your life easier. And, you know, you start to see things differently. And so my brother gave me a book by Dr. Miles Moreau. I think everyone should go get it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's called Understanding the Purpose and Power of Men, God's Design for Male Identity. Mm-hmm. They also have one for a woman as well. I'm going to read both of them. Mm-hmm. I believe I have both. No, I'm going to get the other one soon. Mm-hmm. But I think women should also read the men part, and I think men should also read the woman part, because you want to look for the signs of a man. You want to look for the signs of a God in men, and look also for a woman that's in God's faith as well.
So what would any prospective listener look for in a man or a woman? What would men look for in women? Let's go.
All right, we're gonna start the opposite. So what a female I think should look for. Oh, you said what a man should look for in a female.
Yeah.
To me, so I'm relationship as well. And at first, you know, I know people my age, I'm 22 or younger, would like to, like, they always think of a female as a body, correct? They don't, from what I see, they always like, oh, she got this, her body's this, she got a big butt and some nice tits. Like, okay. Like, when you get older, you start to realize, like, it was cool back then in high school, but like, what is she like? Like, can she talk? Like, can she comprehend, basically, like keep a conversation with you?
Yeah.
Is she is she a believer in God? Like, does she want to read the Bible with you? Does she want to meet your parents? Like, does she, is she all there in the right mindset and trying to uplift you instead of bringing you down? Like, mm-hmm. and always talking about career goals with each other and see what you guys can do to better yourself.
Okay.
And for what a female, what I think should see in a man is, like, a male maturity does not come with age. It comes with an acceptance of responsibility. And this book helps males understand what it means to be a man, a husband, and a father, so they can become change agents towards rebuilding families, communities, and unlimited a nation. And that's one of the quotes in the book. Well, many quotes of this book that's very powerful.
Well, I get that, but tell us your experience, because a year ago this time, you weren't even talking about God.
Not at all.
What changed?
What changed is, I would say, my experience okay. that I had in my first college year, and as well as just talking to my brother more, because he came really, really growth spiritually, and I wanted to know, how is he doing this? Like, he did a – when you see – when someone changes and they're going through God, you can see it through them. Like, you can see God in them. And I was just like, wow, like, this is not the same Maurice that I talked to through elementary school. Like, not at all. Like,
yeah.
this is different.
Yeah.
And so my experience that I had was when I was at Hampton, and I transferred because of a female situation.
Right.
And what I realized, it's definitely not about the body. It's definitely about the mental, because I was a freshman, out of high school. I was like, oh, girls, look at all this. I'm free. I'm away from home. I got my own place. I'm about to act a fool. So my mind wasn't there already. So I was already looking for trouble. And so I saw this female, fell in love lustlessly. And, it's her body. I was just focused on her body. I wasn't in her face.
Or I wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. All of that. I didn't. She could say something crazy. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, I was so, no, for real. And then you had, like, other people telling me, oh, bro, she's crazy. I wouldn't mess with her. And I'm like, oh, I'm the type of person that don't believe rumors. I want to talk to the person myself and see how it is. But I still didn't do that, because I was so focused on something else.
Yeah.
And so they were just telling me, don't mess with her. Short story, I ended up leaving that school because of her. And she just said some crazy things and tried to really ruin my life. And ever since then, I was like, you know what? That was the first big lesson I had with females. I was like, and myself, that I need to focus on mental wise and how they can better me and I can better them, instead of just pleasure. Because that right. can.
So that yeah. leads into a couple questions I got for you. It's not a round robin. Just tell me what comes up in your mind when you hear this. All right. The first thing. All right. Marriage.
Okay, so marriage, like, yes, or like just an opinion on it?
Just your first thought.
Oh, I'm going to say commitment and a covenant to God. That's what I'm gonna, those are the two things that come to my mind.
Okay, cheating.
Forgiveness.
Okay, wow, that's a different one. Being healthy.
Consistent.
Having money.
Temporary.
Having God.
Always. Like, priority, important.
What about being religious?
Well, that's a whole different subject.
Just one word.
Give me a word. Because religious is really not like...
you gotta give us one word.
Know one word, because that's a whole different topic, but I'm just gonna say questionable. That's what I'm gonna say.
Having a friendship with somebody.
Important. Connection.
Okay. Self-development.
All the time.
What about education?
Always learning, accepting knowledge, and change.
Freedom.
It's a good one. Just freedom?
Yeah, just freedom.
If you kind of think about it, a little temporary.
why is those temporary for you?
So freedom, that's kind of broad. So
yeah,
freedom to live, freedom to do like just anything.
No, just having freedom in terms of like you yourself, that experience of being in that college and leaving.
Oh, okay, that type of freedom.
Yeah. It's freedom, it's right?
Yeah, it's okay. Important.
Okay. What about technology?
Oh, revolutionary.
Social media?
That could be good and bad. So I'm going to say temporary.
What about your influence?
My influence?
Yeah, your influence.
Important, critical, and at least comprehend or listen.
All right. So the manufacturer, tell us about that. Because I know you gave me a quote, but you said if something's wrong with you, you need to do what to change that?
You need to be, well, you need to have faith with God. So when people, when I was going back to what I was saying, how they, when they're looking in the stage for, I wonder who I am or what's my purpose.
Yeah.
You want to go to the person that made you, which make, what I mean by that is, if you get a product that's broken, where do you go to fix it? You go to the person that made it or the store you bought it from.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think something's wrong with you, or you don't feel yourself, or you don't know yourself, you want to turn to the person that made you, which is God, your creator, the Lord, your savior. You want to speak to him and get close with him. And now, what I mean by that is having faith. That's the first thing, having faith first. And then, you know, reading the Bible. I don't want to put religion on anybody, or, you know,
yeah,
of what you should do to do this, but yeah, from what my experience, what I'm going through as well,
yeah,
and having faith that's growing tremendously to me, I think that's the best choice for someone who wants to find themselves, is having faith with God and actually reading the Bible and comprehending and get guidance when you read the Bible. Like, get guidance and ask God for help of what this scripture means, or what this scripture means, and how this pertains to the life that I'm living or the experience that you're going through.
Okay.
So that's what I mean by when you want to speak to your manufacturer, or you want to speak to God.
Yeah.
Because he only knows your original purpose. He only knows that, and your true potential, and a clear understanding of your function.
Okay. Now, so I understand from your point of view that God has made some kind of impact in you. How does it feel?
Oh, man. on an honest opinion?
Yeah.
It feels good, and it also feels like a heavy on your shoulders, because
mm-hmm.
once you cross over into that life, you have to keep it. Like, you have to keep that same mind. You have to keep the commandments and the laws. You have to keep that faith. And people say, oh, that's easy. No, it's easy, but it's also hard, because you're get rid of your old habits that you probably had for half of your life.
Yeah.
And you're trying to turn those bad habits to, like, completely gone. And it's hard, but you can do it, because you have to have faith, and you just have to, you know, read the Bible and ask for forgiveness, or in this case, like, repent your sins, which means forgiveness. Like, you ask forgiveness of your current sins or your past sins that you know. And once you know the sins, it's to not commit them anymore. So it feels good, but it also is like you got to keep going. Like, it's not over. Like, change is never over. It's consistent. You have to keep going. So, to answer your question, it feels good, but it's also like I'm still working.
at least you're not you haven't arrived, you know, because once people think they've arrived, they actually haven't gone anywhere.
Right. They and then they shut their mind down, like, you're gonna tell me nothing. You can't tell me anything. Like, nah.
Yeah.
You do not want to be closed minded when someone's trying to teach you something. That's the biggest thing in life. You gotta be open to everything, at least, and then seek it out yourself.
Yeah, and even with, like, growing money and income, I see a lot of people who are, like, broke in the mind, rich in the material. And what I mean by that is, like, they have all the disposable resources, time, money, people, but they're so broke in their mind that they don't know how to activate that resource or be resourceful around them. And they keep saying, oh, there's problems in the world they want to solve. But yeah, I don't have, I don't know, I can't, or I never will. And that kind of language to me is what causes this effect of like us not being able to fix anything in our lives. And even for me, sometimes I have to be mindful of that inner voice, because I know I've done things and I know I'm able and capable. But if I feed myself enough times that I can't voice, oh my gosh. You lose. You lose automatically. And not like
you lose every time.
Yeah. And it's not like, oh, the issue is coming on what you've done in life. It's more so like, how can I better that? How can I be able to influence that? Now, I'm going to have you do this third topic however you like it, and wherever you want to go with it, I'll let you run. It's your part to take over, and you can
topic ask three
questions at the end.
Yep. Third topic was men of the generation or slash boys growing to be men, and what it means to be a real man connected to God and not these other definitions you hear from your peers. And what I mean definitions that you hear from your peers is like, oh, a real man, a real man got a bad woman, or a real man has all the money, or a real man tell other people what to do. That's not so the a poem quote that I learned in the book again is called Understanding the Purpose and Power of Men, God's Design for Male Identity. And the quote that really spoke to me was, the purpose and the role of the men in the scheme of human experience is explored to returning to the original process of his creation. And that's how I was talking about the manufacturer. And no product can be understood as an identity by asking the customer, because only the manufacturer knows. And the original purpose and potential of this product, therefore, is imperative that the male rediscover his original purpose and understand his true potential. So that was a comment I was coming from. And also, for us males to change and actually, you know, because this was also another quote in the book was very interesting to me, when he said, hold on, give me a second here. It was so many quotes that I
it's all good.
Highlighted.
It's your topic. I feel so. So you take your time and draw it out.
So this has really spoke to me.
Okay.
When it said the majority of the crimes worldwide were committed by men, 90 to 95% of those in the prison in the United States are males. Recently, I have been amazed at this increasing number of boys who are involved in crime. We're seeing more and more criminal activities by males between the ages of 9 and 18. So again, like I said, from almost middle school to high school, I was stating earlier. Mm-hmm. In London, a 5-year-old boy was murdered by an 11-year-old boy. In Chicago, a 6-year-old girl was murdered by a 9-year-old boy. I remember when criminals used to be old men. How often do you see a list of crimes that were committed during a given week in which 50% of the culprits were women?
But did they know?
Just let that sit, huh?
Did they know they were doing it?
Oh, yeah. They knew. You could, I'll give you the, I'll send you the article. In London, a 5-year-old boy was murdered by an 11-year-old boy. In Chicago, a 6-year-old girl was murdered by a 9-year-old boy. And this, I remember when criminals used to be old men. How often do you see a list of crimes that were committed during a given week in which 50% of the culprits were women? Never. It's really a male issue.
Right.
And whether we're talking about a broken home, an abused wife, an abandoned child, or a crime, we are looking primarily at a male problem that stems from a misguided purpose or a lack of true identity. That is so deep to me, and that is so true.
Do you feel you changed that identity in you and you identify differently, or do you feel like you transform that into something else?
Or you, you talking about it?
Yeah, for yourself.
So for myself, I would say I did, but I kind of didn't, because I'm still in the change process. What I mean by I didn't was because what he was saying is that some of these men or boys, some of them had a male figure in their life and some of them didn't. And the ones that did weren't really still a male figure, if you know what I mean. So they were still doing, you know, stuff around their kid that you really shouldn't be doing at a young age. And of course, the kid is going to think, okay, yeah, that's cool that he's doing it because he's my dad. So I'm guessing that's cool when I grow up. If I see him hitting this or doing these type of drugs, to me, it's cool. Mm-hmm. And but then on the other hand, you have kids who don't have a male role model in their life. And then they go to someone that's not their father, who's either on the streets or, you know, it could be a brother connection that's still teaching them bad influential ways. It was for me was I had dad my entire life, and I saw what he was, the type of man, and I felt like there was nothing wrong with it. So I did what he did, which is right. He provided, he taught me knowledge, guidance, gave me education, a roof over my head, water, told me how to treat a wife, a lady, a woman, open the door, like, you know, just common sense of a man. So I'm like, okay, I had that. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. So I'm going to keep doing that, but also learn from this book and see what else I need to do to be a better man. And what I didn't do, like you said a year ago, was connect to God like I am now. So I feel like I said, the change is consistent. And once I know more, once I know God more and walking in his faith, I feel like I will be a better man than I am now.
And one question, how do you connect better?
With God?
Yeah, for anybody that mm-hmm. wants to be there with God and everything.
So the biggest problem I had was, and I feel like some other people would have a connection, would have a problem with this too, but you're like, oh, I'm not good enough, or I did some things in my life that I don't feel like he would accept me. So people have to understand that God is an all-forgiving God, right?
Mm-hmm.
He forgives all, but he will forgive all if you repent and you accept what you did as your mistake. Like, you can't bargain with God. Like, you can't, well, if I did this, I'm pretty sure he forgave me, so I'm going to do it anyway. And I think some people have a problem with that. So, and I did too, until I realized, like, when you read the scriptures, the only way to actually get close to God is to read scriptures. Like, you can't, faith without work, like I said, is dead, and work without faith is dead. I learned that from my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and I always, and I never understood it until now, but it's like, oh, I can have all the faith in the world and say, I love God, I love this, but, nothing wrong that you saying that, but like, are you practicing it? Like, are you at least reading one scripture at night? Like, are you following the commandments of the scripture? Like, are you understanding it? Like you can say you love God all day, but you have to at least show it like an action. Like, he knows in your heart, but he also likes to see action. Cause most of the scripture says, if you do this, then he'll do this. If you do this, then God will do this. It's always a two parts to the connecting with God. He's connected you already. It's just the will of we connect back. So that, I think that will help. That's how I got connected, when I was like, okay, he's doing this for me every day. He's blessing me, but what am I doing for him? And when I thought about that and sat down, I was like, yeah, what am I, like, damn, like, what am I really doing? Like, I love him, I pray, but like, what am I doing? Like, I have the Bible on my desk, but I'm not reading it. I'm going in the past, I was going out every night. I'm not, like, I could be reading this instead of going out, like, or I could talking to my brother about what scripture this meant tonight instead of me going out. So, like, that's what I think that's what God would really like for people to start doing is how you connect to him more. It's just really to start just reading and understanding how this world came to be.
So how is your progress with that? Are you still battling with your demons? Are you still facing? Like, I'm not one to preach to the choir.
Right. Right. But I'm not perfect, but yeah. I do, like, I have problems some here and there. Like, of course, like, I'm not perfect. I do stuff like, Lord, I know I'm not supposed to do that. Please repent deep in my heart that I will never do this again. Please go through my mind and my body and soul that is yours, that you help me understand that I can't do this again. Have control of me. Like, there's probably one bad habit that I need to stop doing, but it's not concurrent like it used to be. Like, it's not like, oh, each week. It's more like, okay, it's on my mind, but I don't want to do it, like, in that type of way.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm still in the change process. Like, I'm a baby in it. I'm a baby in it. Like, yeah. Change is ongoing. No one's ever going to be perfect, but we have to try to be just like Jesus was, which is hard in this world that we see and temptation all around us.
Man, that's awesome. I mean, you've gone from, like, being just a college student, now you're working. how can people follow you, or if anything, learn from your message and apply it?
So I would say to people out there that's, you know, looking for the next thing in life or trying to figure out what's their purpose, I would say, like I said, turn to God and just actually take what I say today and think about it. Look in the mirror and say, hey, well, what can I change to better myself? What type of people am I hanging around with? Are these same people going to be around me the next 10 years to help me out in my career or make me change? Not make me change, but just help me change so I can better myself. Like, just take what I have to say in consideration. That's all I can really say. I'm not, you know, controlling nobody what they should do, but I'm just giving probably one of the best advice, which is to turn to God. Turn to God in a faithful manner, because that's who we made. That's the person who made you. That's the best person to speak to.
And how can they follow you?
I would say they could follow me as in, like, I would say, let's say read a scripture and ask about the scripture, or call me, text me, or about your problems, and we work it out together. Like, I have no problem helping a stranger out with something that I probably went through once in my life, or hearing a new problem that I never heard of and say, well, I think you should do it. Like, give a suggestion to somebody that someone new, because you want to surround yourself with new people that are growing like me in a better way. You don't want to give your problems to someone that's going to be like, to make your problems worse.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So can they follow you on Facebook, Twitter?
You can follow me. Let me get my Twitter out, because I haven't, it's been a minute since I've been on Twitter. I use Instagram and Snapchat for my posts that I post daily about, you know,
scriptures
and life.
Let us know which tags.
My Instagram is AA Mason with two underscores at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And for my Snapchat, let me pull it up right here. My Snapchat is Austin_AM or I think it's Kid Mason with two D's. I forget one of the users' names. It's one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then for my Twitter, that should start posting more, because I usually use Instagram and Snapchat for the two platforms.
Those are convenient.
What, Twitter?
No, just Snap and Insta.
Yeah,
at least now. Before, it was Twitter like every day.
Yeah, everybody was like, oh, you got Twitter? I was like, no, I don't got Twitter. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't be on like that. I got two platforms already. But yeah, for Twitter, it's either Austin5 or at AustinMason651.
Oh, nice. All right. So we are done, guys. I just wanted to have a segue here with Austin. He has been transforming his ideas himself and also his future. Now, that's not to take away from anything we've discussed. Hopefully, he'll elaborate more on another episode or so, and we might
tag
something. All right? So other than that, my dude, I got all three ready to go. There wasn't any issues with the audio, pretty much. I can just chop them. What would you like to call the episode, though?
Ooh, the episode?
Yeah, for people to find you, because they're going to find it on Spotify.
Right. Let's see. I'll do an idea. You can give me one as well. So I was thinking Rediscovery of Yourself.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking. But we
rediscovering yourself, you said?
Yeah, but we talked about social media and, you know,
kids.
That is, yeah, kids, yeah. Spiritual-wise a little bit. We got to do another episode on that, because I have a lot to say about that.
Yeah, that's fine. We just touched it, but mainly it was about, like, you and your experience and what this society is bringing. Now, I would do some viral titles, but right now it's just an organic base. I'm not trying to clickbait people.
Right.
Unless you want me to do a clickbait tag.
Clickbait? Yeah, I don't know what that is.
No, like when somebody's like, oh, new Ferrari, come hear this podcast.
Oh, advertisement.
Yeah.
Find yourself, click now.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying by like a viral title. But other than that, we can do rediscovering yourself. You can do God, the meaning of God in your life. I don't know what, that's my idea of where I came from. But I can also say here, role models.
I like that. Role models. Okay.
Yeah.
Role models.
Being an example role model.
Okay. I want to put God in there somewhere.
Being a role model
through God.
God in your life, or having the fear of God and being a role model.
I like the segment you just said.
All right, let me write that. Having all right, cool. And then that way you can actually get a copy of the audio raw, and then I'll just edit it, add some pads here and there, break it up, chop it up, and done.
Oh yeah, let me whenever you're done, no rush, I'll take the raw one, and I guess the raw one's gonna be on Spotify and iTunes.
No, the edited one is gonna be done all 9 platforms or whatever. But if you want this copy, I can actually send you this copy in an email if you like.
Oh yeah, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, I'll take that.
All right, cool. Let me go ahead and end the I just wanted to thank you guys for listening, and please subscribe, share, or donate. Even 1/4 goes a long way towards the production of our podcast. Thank you.